Hi, welcome to our podcast, Living in the United States. I'm here with my friend Miral.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm better than you.
I'm good. I'm better than you.
Yeah, I'm good.
We're getting awkward here.
Yeah.
Anyways, my name is Argentina Guerra and I'm doing this podcast for my professional communications class. I really didn't want to do this. Anyways, we're doing it. It's too much work. Anyways, so our topic is called Living in the United States. Miral here, she's from Egypt. And I'm from Mexico. I just moved here to, I'm gonna be 2 years, so I'm gonna be two,
no, no. Two I'm, years, what?
Yeah, like I moved here 2 years ago, in December 2 years ago, you know what I mean?
Maybe. Well, I think you were here like 3 years or four.
2 years. Only 2 years. Oh, I think you have to speak a little louder.
Yeah, okay. no, I'm not. I think, yeah, 2 years too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Yeah.
You don't remember when you moved?
November 2016, maybe? I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, so... Yeah. Our first topic is difficulties in school.
Do you find difficulties in school?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, of course.
Of course.
I mean, like, I wanna cry. Yeah, of course, because we're not speaking English. Like, our first language is not English.
Yeah.
It's so difficult.
The first, I don't know, like, five... Maybe 3 months. The first 3 months are the worst months you could ever live. Because, you know, you didn't speak. Or, well, I did speak English and they said I was fluent in the... Did you take the Iowa assessment?
The thing you take before you get in school? Yeah, like, yeah, I did this, yeah.
So they told me I was fluent, but honestly, like, it's okay if it's still...
It's still recording?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. So they told me I was fluent... Because I got like a higher than average score or something like that. And you know, I could carry on a conversation, but it didn't feel natural.
Oh, you know? I got you.
Yeah.
But it's difficult, of course. Like, even the way they speak, I didn't hear someone speaking English to me before.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You had learned English.
Yeah, but not speaking with someone. Like, I learned... Mm-hmm. But there is no one speaking to me, like, now, you know?
Yeah, I got you.
So I found it, like, really weird.
Yeah, it's really weird at first to, like, hear everyone not speaking the language you're used to speak. Really weird.
And I didn't know anyone that speaks. Did you know anyone that speaks? Of course, you know, but...
But, well, at first, I did know people who spoke Spanish. I mean, you can even hear them in the hallway sometimes. But at first, the first, 2 weeks, I was like kind of refusing to speak to people. I did speak to people in Spanish, but I was kind of refusing to make Spanish-speaking people my best friends because I wanted to like get used. I came here to learn English, you know, to like education, you know. So what was I going to learn if I was only with people who spoke
Spanish?
Yeah. But then I started like relaxing, I don't know, just not stressing that much about it. And now, you know, literally half of my friends speak Spanish and half of my friends speak English. So now I'm more used to it.
That's good.
It's getting awkward. it's okay. We can
wait. So what?
Well,
what else? What difficulties you find?
Well, I remember. The first semester I was here, like, after not, like, kind of, I don't know if you would call it being successful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, or just not being as happy as I wanted to be in the first semester. I became very salty. Like, I just I wasn't as happy with people. I wasn't being myself. it's not like I was in depression or anything like that. It wasn't that bad, but you know,
you find it awkward. Like, it's so awkward.
Yeah, it really is. And I did become pretty salty. And sometimes a little rude with my friends, just because not really. If it's okay, if we're like passing time. It's like I wasn't being the person I wanted to be. So
same. It's like everyone is weird.
Yeah, it's hard to get used to it, but you get used to it. Anyways, we're in 5 minutes with 34 seconds right now, so, and I just need 5 minutes of that. So thanks for listening, and we'll see each other. Well, we'll hear each other. I don't know, in the next podcast. Thanks. Bye. Hi, welcome to Living in the United States, episode 2.
She's gonna talk about diversity. So, how do you find diversity here?
This is our third attempt.
Fifth
attempt doing this episode, because
we're being so rude.
Shut up. We can't say that. Anyways. No. We do. Anyways. We really suck at doing this. Anyways. So today we're gonna talk about diversity and racism in the United States. I spelled racism wrong now that I see it here.
And who cares?
Yeah. So I like that there's a lot of in case you didn't know what diversity is, by the way, like my friend Miral here did. We had to translate the word diversity to
her language.
To her language, Arabic. So she knew what it meant. And now getting into the topic. I really like that there's a lot of diversity here.
Yeah, the diversity is
they can't see you doing that.
Like,
what are you doing? Okay.
It's a big whole thing.
So much.
It's the first thing. What, Argentina? It's not my problem. You chose me to do it with you. You need to respect your audience. You need to respect your audience.
What audience? I don't have any audience. What?
I'm your guest here. Anyways, I'm your guest.
Why are you talking about racism anymore?
So diversity.
Diversity. Well, how long? We've been 2 minutes.
You're wasting time.
I really am. Anyways, so I really like that there's a lot of diversity here. I don't think I would have met these many types of different people in Mexico.
Different types?
Arabic people like you, for example. Like, I love...
You have problems with me?
No, I don't. Not at all.
Respect me somehow.
I love the Arabic culture so much. I really
Thank
do.
Thank you.
I think Hispanics and the Arabics get along
the
so
same.
Well.
Yeah. Not the same. They are the same, kind of.
Like, they get along well. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously the language is not the same, but you know, like, I don't know. And I've also met a girl from Spain.
Paula,
yeah. I would have never met Paula. Well,
I didn't know that you all speak the same
language.
Yeah.
She's from Spain. Spain speaks Spanish.
I know, but not the
Spanish.
Same.
Spain.
Am I stupid to you? Well, I know. Not. Okay, so
you're
respect
not.
Me.
Not talking about anyways.
You're getting off topic too much.
I really am.
Yeah, I respect what you're doing.
Anyways, so I really like that there's... I already said that really like that there's a lot of different types of people here. And I really appreciate, because I think it has made me more respectful and more aware of different cultures and different...
What did you learn?
For example.
Make stuff up. Come on.
No, I'm not gonna.
We're listening.
No. For example, I didn't know. Before this, I had never met an Asian person.
So a what?
An Asian person.
Asian?
Yeah. I had never. Yeah. So it was really cool. not cool, but yeah, I mean, it was really interesting.
Why was it interesting?
Because I had never seen like such a different culture. They have a very different culture in us.
How do you know?
How do you ask that? How? What do you mean? How do I know?
How do you know that they are different?
Because I'm friends with Asian people.
Yeah. Why are they different?
The culture is different.
What is different?
I don't know. See, how to explain it. I don't know how to explain that.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know anything.
I don't know anything. Honestly.
Let's see.
But what I mean is. What I mean is, it definitely has made me more respectful towards like just diversity.
You're respecting everyone except me. Like,
what do you mean?
Yeah, we're not respecting each other. We need to. Do you know where you get to the point that you?
That meme. Where you get to the point?
Off topic.
Off topic, but yeah, anyway. Right. So we didn't really talk about that in this episode.
No, we did. Somehow we're talking about cultures. Carla. Yeah.
Anyway.
And Paula and Spanish.
Yeah.
Getting into weird stuff.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So that's our conclusion. Thanks for listening. You probably didn't listen, but anyway. We'll see you in the next episode of Living in the United States.
Bye.
Bye. 3 Welcome to a new episode of Living in the United States. This is episode 3. And today, or now, we're gonna talk about things to do here in the United States.
And annoying stuff. And annoying people.
I mean, annoying people, there's annoying people all around the world, obviously. But, you know, like, stuff that annoys us from here.
Yeah, but I know there's nothing to do here. It's so boring.
Well, at least in Katy. So first of all, there's not much in Katy. At least in Katy, there's like not many malls to go or anything like that. Like there was, when I lived in Mexico, there was literally a mall in front of my house. Well, not in front, but across the street. You know what I mean?
Does someone do anything to you when you're walking in the streets?
We're not in culture yet. That's kind of like,
I'm getting to the I'm getting to the point. I'm helping you.
Okay, anyways,
we don't want to forget it.
That's true. Well, if you were in the streets,
you're
coming. Oh, I heard that too. I was like, anyways. So, yeah. Well, obviously, no. That's part of episode. That's what exactly. I'm trying to hit your legs, so you know. That's part of episode 10. We're in episode. No, that's not episode 10. Episode 4. We're in episode 3, and this is supposed to be 5 minutes. Anyways, are you taking a video of me?
Come on.
All right. Anyways. So, here in Katy, there's not much to do except for going to get donuts and, like, buying stuff in Katy Mills. And...
Why do you have paper on your eyelashes?
Do I? Oh, my gosh.
You dropped it.
You did. Great. We're getting off topic here. Anyways, and also in the Houston's downtown, stop.
He's trying downtown. To help you.
No, you're not helping. Well, you are. Anyways, Houston's downtown is so boring. Like, you will not.
Never.
Like, there's nothing to do there. But, you know, I thought maybe all downtowns were like that. But last weekend, I went to Austin's downtown, and it is so great. Like, there's so many things to do there. You can like ride a scooter and ride a bicycle. That's not much things.
You can ride bicycle and scooters here too.
I mean, yeah, but like you can rent there in like for like $1 an hour and stuff. And I'm not sure about that.
And did you rent it or you don't have money?
Well, the thing is, you're supposed to be 18 years old or older.
To ride a bike?
Mm-hmm.
A bike?
Not to ride it, but to rent one. You know, this kind of company that's doing Uber is also like putting bikes in the streets and like renting them. you will know if you see
it. Oh, yeah, they don't want someone like you breaking their bikes.
Kind of, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but there's more things to do, and, like, there's more parks, and, like, the only good thing Houston's downtown is good for is for pictures, because you can take so many good pictures there.
So you want to go out for pictures?
Yeah. Actually, I just posted a picture on my Instagram. Did you see it?
Yeah, it was so ugly. I'm joking.
Of course you're joking. I was like, wait a minute. It was really good.
Yeah, I commented on it.
You did. Commented.
So it's good.
Thank you. But I took it. Well, I didn't take it. It was taken for me.
By Caro.
No, Caro didn't take it. Actually, let me tell you this story.
I don't know.
Yeah, let me tell you this story. Yeah. So we were in Houston downtown. We were... It was Yeni, me, Caro... Who else was
Laura.
There? Laura and Paola. Mm-hmm. We were there and we were taking pictures, but I was like looking really bad in every single picture that
I see. You look bad in the one you posted too. I'm joking.
Okay, I look kind of weird.
No,
not gonna lie.
You're
I really
beautiful.
Do.
You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You're beautiful too.
We're all beautiful.
We really are. Anyway, so the we were taking... Okay, let me tell you this story. Okay.
Where did you put... Are you dropping them on the floor?
No, I'm not.
We're gonna pay money for that. Come on, say.
Anyways, so we were in Houston downtown. We were in Discovery Green. You know where Discovery Green is? The park?
Yeah.
So, and they had this really pretty place with like...
Flowers.
It's not like flowers. It's like plants. Like dry plants. I'm not
Yeah, I
sure.
got you. I saw the picture. I got you.
Okay. I was trying to explain for the audience. Mm-hmm. All right.
If the audience heard us, they were gonna close their TV.
It's not a TV.
What the heck is this?
Yeah, this podcast should be really boring to hear probably. But anyways, the thing is... So I was Jenny was taking pictures of me, and there was this photographer taking pictures of some other girls, mm-hmm. and well, he had like a professional camera and stuff, and he saw me like posing for the pictures, and he was like, and then he got close to me, and he was like, hey, can I take a picture of you? And I was like, why? I mean, at first I was like, why? And then he was like, well, I think you post really good, and like I wanna promote my Instagram page, and I was like, I kind of got what he wanted me to do, like, so we had this, we made like this kind of deal that he was gonna take pictures of me, he was gonna post them in their Instagram, and he was gonna send them to me, and it was a professional Instagram, you know, it's not like a personal picture Instagram. It's
but
like
how did you trust him? What if you took your picture and did bad stuff with it?
I know. Well, it's not. My mom said the exact same thing.
You trust
thing
like is, people you don't know.
Yeah, but he had a professional camera. And
so you take a picture of.
He took a picture of me and he sent it and sent them to me, and that's it. Well, I really like the picture. Okay, they look really good. Yeah, he was kind of cute, to be honest. Kind of. He spoke Spanish. That's probably why he got close.
Where
to...
Where is he from?
I have no idea. It says on his Instagram page. If you guys want to follow him, he's at I don't know how to pronounce his name. At IRRAHETA Productions. So if you want to see the pictures or follow me on Instagram and like my recent picture, it's at not.argentina.guerra. It's spelled G-U-E-R-R-A. Anyways, I'm promoting my Instagram here. We're 7 minutes in, so thanks for listening. We barely talked about our topic here. But
At least we talked.
Anyways, we'll see you in our next and last episode.
Final.
Welcome to another episode of Living in the United States. This is our last stop doing that with your nails. So this is this is our last episode.
which is 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's gonna be 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes. And today we're gonna be talking about the differences in culture between Egypt and the United States and Mexico and the United States. And if we have time for it and if we don't get off topic, we may talk about gun control. But I don't think we'll get to there because we get off topic so fast. Anyways, so what is one main difference in culture that you find?
Oh, they can't give you guns without a license. You need to.
We're getting too fast into gun control. We're not getting political yet.
Oh my god, you just asked about guns.
I didn't ask about guns.
Oh,
I
really?
Said one is one of the main differences in culture. Culture.
Differences in culture.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know. What did I tell you? I forgot. I think you know.
You told me something about the guns getting.
No. What did I tell you before we record this?
What do you mean?
I told you like.
Oh. Okay. So you said something about.
People being weird.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
but
we have
weird.
Limits.
Okay,
here's we have.
Here's the thing: they are weird to us because we are not from here. So, like, we grew up in a totally different culture. You know, they're not weird for them. So, okay, one of the main differences, for example, between United States culture and Mexico's culture is that, well, Mexico has these kind of quinceañeras. Have you heard of it? It's this kind of 16 party, but for 15.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Why do you guys do that?
Why? I don't know. It's just a tradition that's always been there.
Did you do it for your birthday?
I didn't, because I turned 15 when I was living here. 2 weeks into living here. You know, like, I moved, and 2 weeks later, I was 15. So, I wasn't.
But why didn't you do it here?
Because I didn't have any friends. I mean, I had been, like, 3 days in school by the time I turned 15. So, like, I didn't have any friends, and we don't really have any family here. Like, we have, but it's not close family. Like, they're from a different part of Mexico, so, like, it's really different. And it's not like I could invite people from Mexico to come to my quinceañera here, right?
Or
like, hey, drive 8 hours.
Yeah, no one will come.
Nobody will. Yeah, but it's fun, and I'm not sure, I've never been to a 16 party. I've been to quinceañeras, obviously, like, hundreds of times. I'm going to one this December if I go to Mexico. And
who's?
It's friends of the family, a daughter of a friend of the family, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, her name's Alondra, she's really cool. She's a very good friend of mine. Anyway, so
isn't she your cousin?
No, she's not my cousin.
The one you post the pictures for with her with the dogs.
Oh no, that's Dominique. I love Dominique.
That's another girl.
Yeah, that's my cousin. Alondra's not my cousin. She's just a very good friend of mine.
Oh, like me.
Yeah, like you.
Thank
but she's
you.
Better friend than.
Okay, get her to record this with you.
Alondra, I'm kidding. Anyways. But yeah, like, and one of the things you don't notice about things you do in your country is that you only do them in your country. You know, like, for example, have you heard of Dia de los Muertos? Day of the Death.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you kind of, like, we are taught in school that it's a Mexico thing. Like, they teach us how to celebrate it even. Like, they teach us how
to celebrate death?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like celebrating death. It's celebrating the dead people, like, remembering them, you know what I mean? It's not like celebrating that they die. It's more like celebrating. Have you ever watched Coco from Pixar?
No.
No? You should. It's great. It's
I don't have time. I study.
We should see it together one time. We should hang out sometime.
Inshallah.
It's on Amazon Prime. We can watch it.
Okay, maybe.
It's in Netflix too. Anyways, it's not like celebrating death itself. It's like just like remembering the people who have died and like celebrating that they live, I guess. I'm not sure. The thing is, you don't notice that you just do it in Mexico until you move to another country, you know, like...
Oh.
Do you have any celebrations that you only do in your country?
No. Marriage.
Marriage. Not really, but...
Festivals, sleeping, anything.
I can see you're getting so sleepy.
I am so tired.
It's okay.
My throat is hurting, but it doesn't want to hurt. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's... Like, there's something inside, but it's not hurting, you know?
Oh, I got you. I had that.
I have to cough. It's okay.
It's okay.
Do you know that... Oh, my birthday is really soon.
Yeah, it's in December 10th.
How did you know?
I have my secrets. I have my contacts.
You're such a liar.
I told you,
but you don't want to make fun of me because I told you before and then I'm telling you right now.
No, actually, I know you told me. You probably did, but I had it in my calendar.
Aww.
Yeah. So, we're not going to talk about that because if I give you something, then you're not going to be surprised. Cause, like, anyway, do you like balloons?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have that in mind. I'm not gonna bring you balloons. I'm just saying that so you don't suspect anything, but I probably
you better shut up.
Yeah, I should shut up.
Yeah, you're saying weird stuff.
Yeah, I'm saying weird stuff. I'm getting tired. It's currently 4:17. At this time, I should be at home.
Sleeping.
Well, no, I don't
sleep. Or studying.
No, it's not studying.
You don't study now?
No, I should, but I don't study. I usually play piano at this time. I am more addicted to play piano
than studying.
Obviously... But like I'm more addicted to play piano than to be on my phone. Actually, like I have more I have more fun actually just playing piano, and it's not like that entertaining. But the fact, not the fact, like the action kind of like learning. Of like learning the piano, you know, like and practicing how you have to, because you don't see the notes and like just play them out of nowhere. Like you actually have to figure out which notes they are and then like practice, because you never get it the first try. It's always just practicing.
You have to. You have to practice a lot to get what you want.
Exactly, you know what I mean. Anyways, we're getting off topic here again, but we have like what 1 minute and 10 seconds left. Anyways, for example, so. When you moved here, I don't know what to ask, honestly. We are getting so distracted.
Yeah.
Stop being on your phone, gosh.
Break the screen.
I will. Yeah. How do you make your... Oh my gosh.
It's okay.
All right.
What else?
I don't know. So, how are you doing in school?
Better than you.
Better? Why do you say that?
Because I'm better than you. I'm awesome.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm surviving.
That's good. I have a 50-16 geometry right now. It's pre-AP, so like, and it's my first time taking a pre-AP or AP. So, you know, I don't feel bad about it, but I can't fail, like...
I failed my apes.
6.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I'm gonna drop it.
Oh, you dropped it at least.
I have to get kicked out.
Oh.
They can't, yeah.
Yikes.
But since it's a really good class, you all should go and, like, try it out.
What class is it again?
Apes.
Oh. Yeah, I've heard it's really bad. Not bad, like, really hard.
It's hard, but it's really good. Like, it's fun stuff, and the teacher is really good.
What teacher did you have?
Miss Biffley.
I don't know her. So, we are out of time.
Yeah, so bye.
So, thank you for hearing this, Mr. Mark, if you're hearing this.
You're welcome.
You're a really good teacher. What is it? Mr. Mark, if you're hearing this, you're a really good teacher. You're one of my favorite. Yep. We are done. Bye. I hope you had fun hearing us talk about absolutely nothing. And have a great day. Bye-bye.